Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, Radio. I know y'all remember this one.
Hell yeah.
Hot Talk Radio getting it in, baby.
We doing this one for all the ladies.
2013.
H-Town Boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the night.
Yeah, I know you remember this one. What you wanted to do, cuz? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. And I know damn well you didn't think we was going to change that shit up for 2013. What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker, a.k.a. DJ Hell No. Hell No, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I'm making this shit work. DJ Trapper John. Swerve G. Pimpin' Sweet. Big Baby.
That old
your girl, Lady Libra, hell. We going in, y'all. Let go. Hot Talk Radio. Today, tomorrow, for motherfucking ever. You gon' respect this motherfucking precious
pussy.
Big
Baby on the beat.
It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. We coming through your speakers and we live from the ATL. Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
That's all.
It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. Live from the ATL.
It's Lady Libra, y'all.
It's
Trapper, Trapper, Trapper John.
Trapper John.
Trapper
John.
Pimpin', 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 sweet.
Pimpin', sweet.
Swerve, swerve, swerve. G, G, swerve, swerve, swerve. G, your boy, Big Baby. Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
I'm thinking real nasty thoughts this Thursday. So, it's fair for Thursday. Tune in for your session. You know we're rocking from 9 to 11. Let's talk about nasty. Filthy, morally offensive, very unpleasant, mean, malicious. You know, and this is one of those words that
you know, the hood got its definition of nasty, because when the fellas see a car that, you know, they ride nice, they be like, man, that car nasty. And when I used to say that, they be like, why are you talking about that car? That car pretty. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those definitions that can go both ways. You know what I'm saying? You be thinking, how can a car be nasty and it's got nice shiny rims and a nice interior, fresh paint job? They call that nasty, y'all. So we go, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have some nasty thoughts from however you want to perceive nasty tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because if I see, you know, a chocolate ball guy, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I might say he look nasty, but that might be a good thing. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get in the character and we're going to have a wonderful thinking nasty thought this Thursday. How about that? Let me throw some of these topics out there. What do you consider nasty when it comes to sex? Like, really, the fellas say the nastier the better. I mean, you know, ain't no such thing as nasty. They like, shit, if it ain't nasty, I don't want it. But, I mean, if she don't take a bath, that's nasty. You shouldn't want it. You know what I'm saying? So then you got people that say, you know, the nastier, the freakier, the more it turned me on. You know what I'm saying? So it's like one of those situations, once again, everybody got their own different definition. You call in and tell us what's your definition of nasty. Then you got people with nasty attitudes. How do you handle their dumb asses? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I ain't got time for no nasty-ass attitudes. How do you handle a person with a nasty mindset? Similar to, you know, an attitude, but you know a mindset is a little bit different. Call in and describe a nasty deed that you or someone else has witnessed. This is a broad topic, and we will have a lot of fun tonight. High Talk Radio is as nasty as we want to be. And if you're nasty and you know it, clap your motherfucking hands. Uh-oh, somebody nasty and wretched is on the line. Chapadonna, are you here?
Yeah, I'm over here being nasty.
Are you kidding? That's nothing new. Nothing new. That's what
over
you do.
Over here being nasty, digging boogers, putting them on bitches' pussies.
Oh, God. Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Hey, we get in here. Y'all know what to do, man. It's Hot Talk Radio, 917-889-8677. That's the calling number. Press that one if you want to chime in on this nasty situation, on this nasty topic, because this is your therapy. Sometimes for therapy, you got to get nasty. Sometimes they say rolling in the mud is good therapy. You know, getting dirty, getting your nails dirty sometimes is good therapy. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you got to lay down with something nasty so you can wake up clean.
You know what? Only you would try to make being nasty something clean. Now, the only thing that I can say about dirt is that sometimes, you know, whatever it is that's in it, it is good for the skin. But, I mean, I'm just not going to be taking no regular mud baths. You know what I'm saying? That's something I do just for fun. And, you know, that's it.
Yeah,
because
that mud
and
shit will fuck around and get all up in your secretion.
Why you can't put some panties on to keep it from getting in the secretions?
I'm
you ain't
got to
get in the mud naked, do you?
I mean, if you got some panties that block mud, then that's what's up.
I mean, mud is too thick to get
panties?
Panties, isn't it?
What, you got some motherfucking panties made out of rain boots? Rain
yeah.
boots and a thong. That's all I need to have on.
Hey, there you go.
It's
don't
get
nasty,
y'all.
You know,
I'm going to
DJ Rick.
Nah, hey. I got that from my partner, DJ Yeah Ho. Y'all know what to do, man. It's going down, man. Hot Talk Radio, it's official, man. 917-889-8677. This is the nasty station. Call in, get your nasty on. With some nasty thoughts and some nasty people. But sometimes
nasty
is good. I mean, nasty is good. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with nasty. Nasty is good.
Really, it's good. So you saying the nastier the cleaner?
Yeah, the nastier the better. I love a nasty bitch.
Well, I like cats, but I just can't get over the fact that they don't like to be bathed. They prefer to lick themselves. You know what I'm saying? And whatever it is about their tongue removes everything. So that's kind of, you know, like, what if we licked ourselves clean? You know what I'm saying?
If you have other niggas licking you, you might as well lick yourself.
We're not physically capable of bending down licking ourselves. I've seen a dude.
If you could, you would.
I don't think I would lick my pussy. I just don't think I would.
That's bad. If you would lick your own pussy, that's bad. I
want to lay back and feel the down the enjoyment of it. I don't want to work.
What's that? That's like masturbating. Ain't nothing like masturbating. That's like if you could get yourself here, it wouldn't be nothing like it. Nobody be able to. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody play with your pussy like you.
Well, yeah, but that's different.
Ain't nobody like me.
I mean, okay, so you saying you would prefer to suck your own dick?
No, I'm not saying that.
Exactly. Why would you want to suck your own dick? It ain't going to fit. You can't enjoy and work at the same damn time.
I mean, if I wanted to, I probably could.
You ought to stop your bragging.
Yeah. Hey, it's going down, man. Y'all know what it is, man. It is Nasty Thursday, man. Nasty Thought Thursday. We getting it in, man. We going to just keep it nasty and funky.
You know what?
Why
you sitting there talk about, you know, that people should suck and lick their own self? That's crazy because that's taking away from the feeling. You got to be doing... That's doing too much at the same damn time. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't never seen. I'm saying if you had some titties, but if you ain't never seen a motherfucker getting fucking, they sucking their own titties. I mean, it happens all the time.
No. Okay, so basically what you're saying is when you having sex with a woman, you play with your balls.
No.
I said what I just said. You said that I should, you know, indulge in pleasing myself, but I don't want to eat my own pussy. I mean, you can have a taste though.
Can I have a day? Baby, 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 can I have a day? back up, face down, say basic, love sound, slow motion, slow potion, your ocean, I'm stroking, girl, I'm talking about two feet diving, net location, your island, you can call me Wee Poppy, I can call you Fifi Mommy, baby girl, I'm a fiend for the car, long stroke, deep stroke, plus more, you can get it on the bed, on the floor, however you want it, baby, I'ma give your body more, role play in the red room, role play in the green room, throw shit in the blue room, cause you know I love you.
Can I have a play? Baby, can I have a play? Baby, can I have a play?
The way you make me come, make me wanna take five. Caressing on my nipple, juices running down my thighs. You can tell it feeling good from the rolling of my eyes. Like, can you tell me what I taste like? I'm your boo-boo and I'm there every night, cause I head right. We making love to the sunlight. The way you're kicking and punching around, you think it was a street fight. You got me scratching, rubbing, grabbing, baby, please go deeper. My clothes all on the floor, no longer thick, it has a secret. My legs get weaker, you so free, it. I can't stop the leaking. Come on this track, I'm 8 bars in and we just start the freaking. We switch it up and on top. I got them legs moving like you running from the cops. I'm digging on your belly, then I'm sucking on your cock. I hear you say, yeah. Goddamn, then you pop. We started all over, suck car from the tip. Now I'm ready for the pain, got me begging for the dick. Slow grind on the stick while you playing with my click. We fucking around the room like we starting in the flick. Do you like it from the back when I'm screaming out your name? Got swag in your stroke, let me know you ain't playing. DC down, so wet you a drop. I love it when you pound round three going down. It's like front, back, side to side, legs wide, all inside. You treat me like your Mary Jane. You grind and break me down.
Yeah, keep that away from over here, because I don't even want you stalking me and shit.
almost always went, hold up. Oh, what you trying to say? You trying to say that if I sit on your face, I'm going to stalk you?
Yeah.
What if I sit on your face? Don't you think, I think you might stalk me once you get a taste of all these sweet juices, baby.
Fuck that. Let me sit on your face. Be nasty.
You want to sit on my face?
Yeah, let me put these bottles on your chin.
You try to beat me up with some teabag niggas.
Yeah. I know you thirsty. Come on.
Your balls are sweaty or something? I mean, what are you saying?
Oh, no. Hey, I don't do sweaty balls. You already know. I don't do sweaty balls.
Do your balls are sweating then? I'm just trying to figure out because what I learned,
don't do no bullshit. You don't see me walking. You don't see me running. I'm always driving.
Oh, so you don't walk? How you getting around, nigga? You sliding at me? This nigga said you don't walk, y'all.
I glide. It's like I glide, nigga. I don't walk. I glide. There's a difference, goddammit.
You know what I'm saying? If I sit on your face and let you get a cup of these juices, you're going to become a better DJ.
What else? That shit might fuck a nigga, turn a nigga retarded. Give a nigga Tourette's or something.
I should give you a taste of this while we on air so they can hear the transformation. You know what I'm saying? They can hear you turn into another motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway,
we're going to be going back and forth about this nasty shit all night. Cause you know, you DJ Wretched, and I'm hell. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I just want to know, I just want to flip it up for a minute. How do you deal with people with nasty attitudes, Chopper Chopper? Because, you know, you really do have one of the most positive attitudes that I have seen in life. And due to your positive attitude, it has made me want to be as nasty as I can want to be with your ass.
Nah, you can't. You better keep that over there, cause you already know it's serious over here. You know.
I heard your dick was so nasty. It's driving bitches crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's driving motherfuckers insane.
That's what I was saying.
Don't interrupt me. What I was saying, world, I told you that nasty has two different definitions. I told you when a fella see a car that's freshly painted with the rims, the fresh interior, the pimp my ride type shit, the first thing they do is they grab their nuts and they say, man, that shit nasty. So what I'm saying is when I say his dick nasty, I mean that in the pimp my ride type way. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when bitches are stalking and having, you know, going crazy, that means it's nasty, like in a good way. You know what I'm saying?
That dick nasty. Yeah, go get some of this nasty
dick. That dick nasty.
Okay,
put it like this. I got a nasty pussy.
If you ever get
a chance to be with Lady Libra Hell, you're going to be like, hell is nasty. I fuck a nigga up for life. He'd never be no more good. You know what I'm saying? Never, ever. So I suggest any woman that want anybody I've ever had, do what you're going to do with him and go on about your business, because he ain't going to never be right. Once you have tasted hell, hell is nasty.
Something's wrong. Let me help you out. Yeah. Hey, but you. That's what I do. If you got a nasty attitude, that's what I do. Yeah. Just get one of them.
Nasty attitude, like, okay. Now, I could be considered to have a nasty attitude because my attitude is like some pimp my ride type shit. So, you know, I mean, I'm just saying I have such a phenomenal attitude about life. You know, it's me
so
that
attitude,
you know. Huh?
So, basically, your attitude has been pimped.
I, I I pimp my own attitude. I'm saying it's gentlemen that call me on a daily basis like, Lady Libra, hell, you know, you know, I really like the way your attitude is and your mindset. It's just nasty. And I want to know if you will let my lady hang out with you. You don't want
to
hang out with me? Are you sure? That's what I'm saying. I mean, if I do the whole tour, you're going to be afraid of her mindset. You know what I'm saying? Because when you got a mindset that's so liberal as mine, it could be a little threatening. You know what I'm saying? The average nigga, basic niggas, don't know how to take me. You know what I'm saying? That's why I just can. That's why I'm not the settling type. That's why I have a team. That's why I have a, you know, I have a, you know, I can't just do, because one man will lose his motherfucking mind trying to be with me. It just ain't gonna work.
Oh,
it's just,
no!
You're all about your bragging.
I'm just saying, Chopper John, come on now. You need to go.
I mean, I heard about you. I'm saying, I mean, I ain't even gonna front. I heard about you. You know what I'm saying? I heard you nasty. Okay, I heard about you. You know what I'm saying?
That was you, dude. You didn't go put that puss on you. Change your life. You know what I'm saying? Make you a better man. I mean, I do agree you are a super nigga. Super noble, intellectual, courageous.
Oh, no!
Ambitious soldier of the world. Yes, you are. But if you go ahead and come on over here and let me sit on your face, I'm going to upgrade you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be a super duper nigga when I finish with you.
I'm going to let you finish working on Big Baby first. You know, if you survive that super nigga, you know what I'm saying, basic camp, then, you know. I might try, yeah.
Look like you got some help. Look like you got some backup just checked in. Because, yeah, you do need some help. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you start coming up against Queen Super Bitch, super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable, you will need some assistance. That there you go. John has just checked in.
Well, hey, you know, we always got a group of super niggas on deck.
Oh, that's right. Now, do I need to
dress
out as a group of super niggas?
That's right. We all got a group of super niggas on deck, especially when it's time to get nasty. You know what I'm saying? You already know. Shit, cause shit
nasty
can get ugly. Third. Exactly. Well, I'm saying shit can get ugly now. You know, shit can get nasty. You know, some people get more nastier than others. You know what I'm saying? What do you do with a bitch that don't get nasty? Do you train that bitch or?
And Ja, what do you do when a bitch don't get nasty?
Put out.
That's not acceptable.
Say, show that bitch the dope. She's trying to get up out this motherfucker.
Damn right, just trying to break. Hey,
that's what's up. Say, hit the dough.
Hey,
I'm saying. Okay, so I guess, what if she just doesn't know how to get nasty? She hasn't been taken to that, you know, that part of her. What if, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, everybody can't bring the nasty up out of you. You know what I'm saying?
But that's why we got that bitch in training. By the time they get to me, I want them bitches to have a fucking doctrine.
Exactly. That's why they have a thing called 8 balls and
mileage.
Not this way.
Oh, shit. You know, you're not going to.
I'm just saying. That's what they call this shit called Quavo. This shit they call Quavo.
Pull up, nigga. Hold up, nigga. She better get some joint juice. Hey, she better get some joint juice in her life or some shit.
Some got them perk up, make them titties stand up. Some shit. You got to perk up around this motherfucker.
Okay, say for instance, you got one of the nastiest bitches in town. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel secure with her? I mean, are you like afraid that she might be doing what she do to you? to somebody else? I mean, because
hell no, I ain't afraid. I answer for him. Hell no, we ain't afraid. Shit, we ain't scared. Hell, shit, the faster she came, the next one to come along too.
Exactly. Most times, it's hard to get rid of them bitches because, you know, most times, nigga been done made them nasty. You know.
That's what I was about to say. He took the word right out of my goddamn mouth. I had 9 times out of 10, shit, the nigga done already done had her, so shit, by the time she get to me, I'm just getting her ready for the next trick.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really? So do y'all choose y'all women by their degree of nastiness?
Of course.
Oh, really? So you saying that the bitch that's sitting up, I don't do that. That's not me. She don't get choked.
No, she got to be the super nasty bitch. The one to say, I take it in the ass, all that shit. She got to be super nasty. I'm just...
she got to be vanity sick nasty.
She got to be wretched. Just wretched. Goddamn.
So you said she got to be vanity sick nasty.
Vanity sick nasty. Hey, y'all know what it is, man. Our radio, 917-889-8677. Press that 1 if you want to chime in on this nasty shit. Let's go. Our radio.
Ladies, y'all heard it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get y'all to unleash.
Do you think you a nasty girl?
The nasty in you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I'm selective with my nasty, though. You know what I'm saying? I just can't go around being nasty with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you ain't supposed to be nasty with everybody. You're just only with me.
Oh.
Right on. A group of super niggas. That's it.
And I just put your picture on Facebook with you getting in character, okay? I just put it on Facebook.
Hey, let the world know what it is. I see it. Shit. Hey, let the people know what it is.
Dude, ain't nothing worse than Trapper John making a mistake and hitting video on Skype and didn't even know it, and he was doing the same thing. And I was like, somebody called me like, damn, Trapper John blowing it down on Hot Shot Radio. I was like, how you see that? He done hit that on video, and it's just going all across the world.
Hey,
up on the
hey,
let me tell you
something.
I love weed, okay? I love it.
It wasn't the fact that he hit it. All it was, you know, he just, you know, he tried to catch his top and accidentally hit the butt.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
I should was just getting real nasty around here, man. It was getting real nasty.
Like hey, but it ain't like my round got nothing to hide. Shit.
You already know.
But let me tell you something.
Honestly.
I love weed, okay? I love it. But not as much as I love pussy.
Just hit it all.
DJ Nasty. That's your new name. DJ Wretched the Nasty. Nasty the Wretched. That's your new name.
Ain't nothing wrong with being nasty. I mean, you know, hey, yeah, hey, you
know,
nigga fuck you and just slide all on you.
Hey, look,
slide
hey,
on your forehead.
I learned a long time ago that it ain't right unless it's nasty.
But I'm saying nasty can get you in trouble. You be nasty with the wrong bitch, and you can never, she'll never get over you and never let go.
I'm the trouble man. I'm like T.I., goddammit. I'm the trouble man. Bring it.
Back-do Joda.
You know what? No.
Just nasty. Hey, you ain't never had a nigga just slob on your forehead? Just nasty. Just be hitting
hell
that pussy,
no.
Just be slobbing it.
I'm going to punch a nigga down my mouth.
Nigga, do you like Steve Martin and just lick you in the face?
Like,
you know, I don't like the way spit smell. So, hell the fuck
yeah.
Now, you better not put your down. But, you know, Trevor John be slobbing because, you know, his little veto juiced up. I done had to catch him. You know, I'm like, look, catch it, because it's pretty drill, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Lady Libra.
What?
I'm about to tell America how I know when you fucking with a bad bitch or not. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yo, you fucking with a bad bitch when you go down, when a guy go down on her and she come, and then she come back, and when he come back up, and then she tongue kiss him in the mouth. That's a bad bitch.
I thought that everybody did that. I mean, I didn't think that was a bad bitch.
No, wait, hold up now. See, everybody don't do that. The basic bitches can't do that because they shit stink.
Oh, well, I didn't.
I try to clean them up doing basic training just to make sure.
That's why I can't fade them like that, dog. I got to let Lady Libra train them little bits.
You know, you can't let them out the kennel till they ready.
So, Trapper John, you bathing nasty bitches. You giving them baths and shit.
I'll say you got to hose them down. You got to hose them down. I mean,
do
you know,
hose
hey.
Them down in the yard, or do you take them into the bathroom? I want to know.
He give them that fire hose.
Exactly, that fire hose. You got to hose them down. You got to R. Kelly them hoes. You got to hose them down. What the hell are you talking about? You got to spank them, man.
Hey, I feel you, dog. I'm with you, round shit. He said he got to R. Kelly them bitches.
Exactly, you got to spank them, man.
Y'all so nasty.
You got to sprinkle them.
Sprinkle them.
Hey, where you part of the taste? Sprinkle me, baby.
That's it.
You know what?
Hey, but ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You know, I know you done, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with getting a little nasty. Say, you know, hey, you know, like fucking in the dirt and the grass.
Look, shawty, look, it's 2013. If she ain't nasty enough, she by herself.
So
probably,
what you're saying
is
a bitch with a nasty attitude don't get nasty.
She don't get nothing. But fingering herself at night.
But attitude back at her ass. That's about it.
And fingering herself at night.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Shit.
I mean, do you really get anything out of fingering yourself? Because I just don't like it.
I'm trying to tell you, hell, if she ain't got her shit together, she by herself. Somebody need to, hey, I'm going to Bobby Raw back that ass.
Okay,
say,
am I not nasty enough because I don't like fingers in my pussy? I just don't like to finger myself.
I said the fucked up attitude is what gets her alone at night and her own fingers by herself. That's what I said.
No, but I said because I know that I've watched, you know, the sex tapes and all that kind of stuff, and they just, you know, like to put their hands in their pussy, and then the guys like to put their hands in the pussy, and I just don't like that, so I'm trying to figure out if I'm not nasty enough.
Then you say every super bitch different?
Oh, okay. Because I was beginning to think that something was wrong with me.
Hey, fuck the fingers. I put that knee in that pussy. Just put the knee, the elbow. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I got
you put
fingers.
Your motherfucking knee near my pussy, motherfucker. I'm going to sit
put the
on
knee
your
in
whole
pussy.
Fucking head and ain't going to move.
But you ain't never had a nigga put his elbow in that thing?
Ain't no knee
elbow going
in my person's pussy, motherfucker.
Tell a nigga, just sit on that nigga knee and just let him bounce his knee up and down, like, you know what I'm saying? Like a little horse, you know what I'm saying?
I'm finna give you a real nasty visual. I'm finna give you a real fucked up visual. And just imagine a little girl on some man knee bouncing. See, now I ain't gonna never let no little girl sit on a man knee, cause just what you just, with your nasty mouth ass just said.
What the hell? That might not be right then. You might need to
On some real shit, I better let my son quit go to see Santa Claus. My son ain't gonna be bouncing up around on the same man knee.
Exactly. Hugging up on some nigga all in his face, talking about what he want, like he is daddy.
Damn right. Hey, tell your daddy what you want. Damn right. Tell your daddy what you want.
I'm going to sit on both of y'all laps to tell y'all what I want.
Hey, you'll be quite welcome. Hey, but look at him. Hey, but my friend Richard going to tell you what you're going to get.
Who is Richard?
Nickname Dick.
You nasty.
Litten bubblegum. All out of bubblegum. Dick litten bubblegum. That's it.
You nasty. I'm serious. I'm at a Dina Howard nasty though.
Y'all crazy.
Was next. One,
come over,
two,
turn over.
If you go to Skype, Skype us at Hot Period Talk Period Radio, H-O-T Period T-A-L-K Period R-A-D-I-O. Trapper John is now waving his dick for the camera.
Exactly. Check me out. Check me out. You got to pay for the clicks. Y'all know what to do, man. It's Hot Talk Radio, 917-889-8677. Press that one if you want to chime in on this nasty conversation. What I need is all my nasty people to show yourself. Show yourself. Ain't nothing wrong. Come on out of the closet. It's okay. It's okay. If you suck a little dick, it's okay. It's all
right. If you ain't sucking no dick, you by yourself? I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, really, there's no such thing as nasty. And I mean, unless you just don't, you know, clean up after yourself, you know, your hygiene is poor. Everything else is, you know, you either doing it or the next bitch going to do it for you. And I, you know what I'm saying? Hey, and ain't nobody going to do it like I do it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Ain't nobody going to do it like I do it. I blow my nose in the bitch panties.
You blow your... You know what? I'm so glad Pimper Sweet done checked in. You know what? You just... Well, let me intro the pimp right. Let me be cool. Let me do this right.
If you ain't never blows your nose with the bitch panties, then something ain't right. No, I'm just saying.
What you mean if you ain't never blows your... What?
I'm just saying. Something ain't
you
right.
You don't make any sense, as usual.
Represent the streets. Representing all my hood fellas out there and all my hood ladies out there with street isms from across the world. We want to bring out somebody. Hold on. Just let me let that beat ride for a minute as he get ready, as he prepares to come to you with street isms like you never heard before. Pimpin' Sweet, you ready? Yeah, introducing Pimpin' Sweet. Come on, man. Drop some of that knowledge on them. Talk radio.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, what it do, man? What it do? What it do, man? How talk?
What's happening, man? What's happening?
Well, you know, we thinking nasty thoughts this Thursday. And if you came in with some clean thoughts, I suggest you hang up.
Oh, man, you know, everything about me is raw and uncut, man. You know how we doing it in the cut, man. Yeah, yeah, it's your boy. Red
What's your name today?
In the building. Your boy's name is Red Dirt, man. Refer to me as Red Dirt.
Your name is Red Dirt.
Red Dirt.
That's nasty, girl. That's just damn, that's nasty. This nigga calling himself Red Dirt now. I thought you was Saint Clair, and now you Red Dirt. Come on.
I'm Saint Clair and Holy Moly on Sundays. Pippa Sweet. Know what I'm saying? But Pippa Sweet, what else? I got some. Nice, man.
What?
Hey, man,
yeah,
yeah,
all y'all big networks out there, man. All y'all big radio stations out there, man. Y'all keep copping our styles, man. We see y'all stealing our titles and shit, man. But hey, it's all good, man. Y'all keep tuning into this shit, man, because we got some shit for you, man. Just like that.
Exactly. Hey, cuz.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's your definition
of
that?
The reason why I say that before you ask me your questions. Reason why I say that, because I was watching a show yesterday, and the name of that show was Who You Got Wednesday. I said, well, shout out to them there. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Damn, cuz.
Shout out to y'all, man, for coming up with a show called Who You Got Wednesdays, man. You know what I'm saying? We all know where y'all get that shit from, but you know what I mean?
Exactly, cuz. That's
we're glad that y'all are really jacking the style, man. All we got to say is, man, just get off the tilt, man. That's it.
I mean, that real nasty how niggas play it, man. Niggas play it real nasty.
Well, you know, really and truly, if they weren't copying, then that would be an insult to us. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this ain't hating, that's an insult to me. You know what I'm saying? So, really, the more a person talk about you or mimic you, then that's really a compliment. It's just a nasty way of complimenting. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
speaking
got mad
at me. I really like your nasty ways.
Yeah, so I want to give a shout out to the new members of the label, man. You know what I'm saying? New female HDTV, what's happening, man? Appreciate it. Yeah, yeah.
You got a bitch on the team named HDTV, cuz.
HDTV.
Is she nasty?
Now she got that high definition. If y'all know what I'm talking about, yeah, yeah.
She got that tan dope like a Florida bitch.
Oh, man, that Peep and Pete action.
I don't know what that means. Y'all got to tell me what that means on set.
No, man, we're in the cut, man. All my people in the cut know what we mean, man.
Oh, y'all in the cut?
Hey, man, if you don't know the questions of that shit, man, well, I advise you to go to the motherfucking set shop where we do our shit at, man.
Hey, Shawty, we gonna come up with a whole different language, and it's gonna be established and started
he
right here.
He is
on
one. That's
radio.
Why I don't understand it.
Hey, we do that anyway, bro. We do that anyway.
Hold up. This is a group of super niggas that just so happen to be kings. Now, we done came up with a whole different language. So, America, it's been copywritten right here on Hot Talk Radio. We got a new language, and it's called Trap Lingo.
Exceptism.
I want to know what this HTDT, whatever the hell, bitch is. I want to know what that means, because I need to know. And somebody better tell me.
You don't need to know. All you need to do is come up with your own definition. Come on,
Hey, Shawty, you don't need to know. You want to know. It's a difference now, because you among a group of super niggas.
Cuz.
Yeah.
I'm so glad my swerve is checked in, because swerve will tell me what it means. Cause we thinking nasty thoughts this Thursday, but Claude just used the terminology that I don't understand, and neither one of them, not even Chopper John, they won't tell me what it means. So can you please listen to what he just said and then text me the meaning? Say it again, Claude.
I said I want to give a shout out to the newest members of the team. Welcome to the cut to my girl HDTV. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Hey, she got that closed caption. That closed caption, my nigga.
That's one of the best things that ever happened to her. That was one hell of a upgrade.
Yeah. And she got that closed caption, man. Everybody in the cut automatically know what the shit is, man. That's why we're on the street to the Buster Road, man. We got that, make our announcements to the Buster Road, man. Buster Road, you don't supposed to understand this shit, mate. That's it.
No, that's right. Man,
free. That's why we spit it. The way we spit it, man. You know what I'm saying? But hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Even for the day, man, is everybody stay up, man. Y'all keep that shit moving. Y'all keep that shit funky. Keep it pimping, man. That's how we stick to the scrub, man. You live by them words all day, every day. In a way, man, I guarantee you, you'll have a prosperous year. Yeah, yeah.
Are you on time?
Don't worry about that. I got Dosa 20 on deck right here, man. You know what I'm saying?
You got Dosa
20 on deck? Birthday all month. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, look out for you on the 31st. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned to the events. I'm about to go get on my second round on my Dosa 20, man, before I clock in for
the night. Hey, I'm like him this week, man. Hey, yo, shout out to all my nasty bitches, man. Shout out to y'all, man.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to my model for the year.
Hey, let me give a real shout out to all the paper mamas out there, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing out there, man. Cause I'm fucked with you.
I ain't got nothing to tell her, bro, because that ain't for me and others to be getting into, bro. But the other night, she called me on the phone. I'm telling you, bro, I ain't had nothing to tell her. You know what I called her, bro?
What you call her?
Straight up, she got offended. But straight up, I didn't dare call that whore a nasty bitch. Don't come at me talking that shit, nasty bitch. Get on your knees and do that lick, bitch, nasty bitch. You want money? Nope, I'm not a trick, nasty bitch.
You know you can't take this dick.
Ayo, Ice Mike, bust this. Well, let me tell you this story about this broad. I'm off a dyke, bulldog, a rock-smoking dog. Triple X rated, vulgar and explicit. I'm talking about the bitch I call Hot Swatch Bridget. Walking around town, spreading my leg for any paid motherfucker who wants to get laid. She's a black and decker, pecker, wrecker made out of skin. She knocked at my door, so I said, come in. Her nipples were erect, her twat was hot. Just cause I could rap, she was on my jock. Now this was suicide, I couldn't deny. But this hoe could give me one hell of a ride. She put on her nightgown, got in the bed. Her throat was so deep, she swallowed my head. She started to choke when I released my load. Cum was dripping out her nose all over her clothes. Cum was shooting all around the room. My driver hit her so hard it gave the bitch a bullet wound. She opened her legs, raised her gown. I was lucky I could swim because I almost drowned. I didn't have a rubber, so instead I fucked the bitch with my naked head. But then she turned me over and started to ride me. She rode me like a horse. I said, whoa, Kimosabi. I started getting wild. A chain couldn't hold me. I fucked her from the back. She hollered like a coyote. Now I was getting wild. She started to push, but after this night she'd have to take a good push. I must admit, this was one hell of a woman. Her pussy hole smelled like sour cream and onion. But once I got started, there was no stopping. I hit rock bottom in a pussy was limping. Her pussy was stretched out of shape, and she asked me to take it easy. Her pussy was numb. I said, you act like a dog, so I'ma fuck you like one. Nasty bitch. Don't come at me talking that shit. Nasty bitch. Get on your knees and do that lick. Bitch. Nasty bitch. You want money? No, I'm not a trick. Nasty bitch.
You know you can't take that dick.
Hey, yo, Courtney. Bust dick. Now here's another example of a no good freak. To keep her name confidential, let's call her Monique. Now she was the type that was always shite, walking around like she was too cute to get fight. I said, yo, my name's Buck, down straight and direct. I'm already paid, so keep your welfare check. And if you say you got a man, well that ain't shit. You could be his main thing, and you could be my bitch. She came over before she could front. I said, get your hoe. And don't you stunt. And if you're sitting there thinking you could hit me with your whipper pill, I ain't babyface, bitch. I got dick appeal. She laid down, grabbed me by my waist, got freaky, and asked me to piss in her face. She asked one time. I took that lick, cause I could give a motherfucker about a broke ass freak. She went to sucking my asshole. It felt so great. I fried it in her mouth and made her cheeks inflate. She asked me to eat the pussy. Started to smile. I said, you got me all wrong, hoe. That ain't my style. I turned her over. She couldn't take his dick while I was fucking her. I said, you gonna respect me, bitch. The next day, I told her boys I got in that ass. Kicked her out my fucking house and made her feel like trash. The moral to the story is simple and plain. For every man, there's a bitch as long as you got game. If you ever meet a freak that won't give you the play, tell him hoes bust down told you to say. Nasty bitch. Nasty
bitch.
Nasty bitch. Nasty
bitch.
Nasty bitch. Don't come at me talking that shit. Nasty bitch. Get on your knees and do that lick. Bitch. Nasty bitch. You want money? Nope, I'm not a trick. Nasty bitch.
You know you can't take this dick.
Hey, yo, Greg. Bust dick. Now here's another story of a girl I met last week. A nasty bitch and a stone bone freak. Now she was fine, shite, and good to go. But sit back and let me tell you all about this hoe. Now when I first met the freak, she was acting legit. But my homeboys told me she could suck a mean dick. I walked up to her, I showed her a rock. I said, you can have it if you lick my cock. So we went behind the building, I gave her the dope. Then I slammed this dick to the back of her throat. She was working it, she was jerking it. And when I shot my nut, say what, she went to swerving it. Now this bitch was smoother than silk, but her breath smelled just like sperm milk. She went to choking, she couldn't take this dick. But I didn't give a fuck, I tried to kill that bitch. When she was done, I had nothing to say. I gave her the boulder and I was on my way. The next night at the club, I had to dip, cause she walked up to me and asked me for a kiss. I said, you want to kiss me, but I knocked you out the box, cause I know you suck dicks for rocks. Oh, baby, you want to kiss me, but I knocked you out the box, cause so I know you suck dicks.
Damn.
Oh, baby, you want to kiss me, but I knocked you out the box, because I know you suck dick for rock. Oh, baby, you.
Nasty bitch. Ooh.
Wow. I ain't heard that shit in a minute.
I know Swerve just did a toast off that one.
That's my shit right
there.
You know what I'm saying? That's
your shit right there.
My shit right there. My hoes is turning tricks for $10 in the bill. You know what I'm saying?
That's
all my little freebase and tricks. Sucking dick for the rock.
That's it. That one was the good old days. Now the hoe looking bad. Looking bad. Shit. Ah, right, damn, nigga. Shit. But before then, nigga, you got them get some head for some weed. Now then the crack came, fucked the game up.
When it fucked up was when they took that shit from liquid to powder.
Hey.
Stuff out of what I'm drinking. But I'm just saying, a lot of people think that oral sex is nasty.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh.
I personally don't think
so. I jumped the gun.
It depends on who's doing it.
Oh.
I mean, I like my oral sex nasty. You know what I'm saying? Slob all over my shit. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. I'm going to slob all over your mouth.
But okay.
I told you, hey, slob on the bitch's forehead. Did he hit that pussy?
Yeah,
did he slob it all on her ass? Just fucking, just let the drool, just big line of drool, just drop on her ass. Bloop. Fuck
that
shit.
That shit hit him like 3:00 tomorrow afternoon.
Exactly. Like, damn, what the fuck, you writing?
I'm saying, do you think that oral sex after sex is nasty?
Why would we think that?
I'm saying, who are you talking about?
After you got through fucking it.
That's the only time I would eat it. I got to know that I'm the last nigga that was in there.
You know what? That's it. So,
who eats the pussy beforehand? That's dumb.
It's like, hey, who do it before?
Right.
Look, I gotta get mine first. Shit.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it don't
I know
that's
my
don't
pussy.
Say.
Nah, all the time, man. What's up?
Trapper John, you went out.
What did he say?
That means you gotta hit mute or something. Hello?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
John's still here. It just Trapper John's phone just malfunctioned. Open up Skype.
Hello.
What you mean hello?
Hello.
And my man really got to hear me.
Is this thing on? Hello.
Hold up.
That's what they be saying when they right before the. That's what they be saying when they something I did. Say hello. Is this thing on? I say you gotta talk louder, baby. Speak into the mic. Hello. 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 Am I on?
Can you hear me?
Am I on?
Hello.
Hello. Exactly. That's exactly what they do. Say it again. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, exactly. That's it right now.
Are you playing? Josh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine, Mom.
There you go. There you
okay,
go.
Why y'all acting nasty on here, being silly, with this nasty attitude, knowing I'm trying to figure out what's going on?
I'm just saying, that's what they do. Right before they start to do, they just be on there saying hello. Can you hear me?
Don't nobody be in front of your dick. Somebody else hello to it.
Listen.
Don't nobody greet your damn dick.
You just did it.
Talking to the Skype.
And you greeted John Dick too. Skype.
What?
You just greeted John Dick too. We told you to say hello. He was like hello.
I already speaking to the mic.
Exactly.
As long as it's a super nigga, you know, I just don't speak it to basic
right.
Me. How about
wait, hold up. Now, is
Of super niggas.
Okay, as long as it's a group of super niggas, I don't mind.
Get it right.
You know what?
I'm down.
You better be.
We just ran the train on your mouth.
I'm going to kick your ass, Barbara. I'm going to kick your ass. Ace Word. Remember that time we did a threesome on Hot Top Radio?
Believe it.
That was a hot ass show.
That shit was nasty.
Yeah, it was nasty. Yeah, it was. But they did that damn thing. That show there, I need to go check it out and put it back up and redo that one. I wish we could find them same dudes. Because, see, we were talking about something nasty. We were talking about, well, I know y'all won't consider it nasty, but I wanted to know why. No, they said that when a girl do it with two guys, that's called a train. But when a guy do it with two women, that's called a train. I couldn't understand why y'all say that. So the dudes came on to show me the difference, and we had a train on Hot Top Radio. I guess that's right. It was real nasty. I think it was called Threesome Thursday. So you go back to all our archives, you can pull up our shows, and you'll hear the original shows back before me and Swerve became arch nemesis. Back then we was going together. Yeah, I mean, you know.
No, it wasn't. Stop changing my character.
Yes, you was going with me then.
We was never together.
Yes, we was. Well, stop lying.
Okay.
It's real nasty for you to come on here and lie like that.
You will hear from my lawyer.
Swerve, you know that I was a nasty dancer, so don't act like that.
You will hear from my lawyer.
You know I was your nasty mouth, Swerve.
I gotta go.
I'm your freaky dancer for money. I'll do what you want me.
I want to shout out my theme song, you know what I'm saying? I am a nasty dancer. I do dance for money. I do what you want me to do, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, that song, because that's one of those songs that will never go out if you ask me. Now, we got a serious question on here, gentlemen. We got a young lady on the line by the name of Dana. She just, you know, I pulled into a private room to see what was popping. She gave me a question, and I want the gentleman to answer the question because it's very, very serious. She's thinking nasty thoughts this Thursday, and she got something she want to ask. Dana.
Yes.
Welcome to High Talk Radio. You're now speaking to Lady Libra Hell. The panel consists tonight of King Ja, Flora G, and DJ Trapper John, super niggas on deck. So I'm going to let the super niggas expound on the situation to see what they say, make sure they super. Then if they don't cover it properly, then I shall take over. But in the meantime, proceed with your question, boo-boo, because this is a serious question right here.
Yeah, well, my question is, so how do you really handle the fact that your mistress gives better head than your main bitch?
How do you ignore that fact?
You don't ignore it.
No, I praise that thing. Everybody can't do everything. So the mistress got good head, then she probably ain't got the best pussy. You know, nobody's perfect. So I'll take that as fact. Oh, yeah.
So you don't treat her any differently from this fact, you know, even when she tries, still doesn't, you know, meet the standards.
Dana, do you have something going on in your background? Is the computer on? If it's echoing, we can barely hear you.
I think that's either Swerve or Ja, one of them. But
everybody turn the backgrounds down so we can hear.
Okay.
Okay.
So, like, do you treat her differently because, you know, her mouth isn't as wet as your mistress? Even when she tries to give you a little head and you might feel a little teeth or something, like...
I have experienced bitches that have really just bad head. Like, their mouth just ain't big enough. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing they can do about that shit. They just got a little mouth. I'm saying, so all they can really do is like just spit on it and rub on it and lick it. Don't try to suck it, just lick it.
So I just want you to give a shout out to all the bad bitches with good head. That's all I want you to do for me tonight.
I got you, Dan. All the bad bitches with good head. You didn't try what John said, so I love you. Yes.
Right, and I want to give a shout out to my homeboy, Big Boy. You know, that's my nigga. I fuck with him the long way, you know.
We know why you call him Big Boy. That's what's up. We respect that.
Right.
I was saying, John might got something to say about that, though, because, you know, he get down a whole another kind of way. So I don't know.
Ja, you got any advice for her?
Honestly, you know, I feel that there is no woman out there that has no small mouth. You know what I'm saying? She got to eat. So goddamn it, you know, closed mouths don't get fed. I feel that if she want to give some good head, she would. Practice makes perfect.
Right.
You dig? You can practice on lollipop. Hell, practice on your finger. Practice on something. So when
I'm just
you get
saying,
to,
once
to,
that just hit you one time with that tooth, man, you ain't going to want to try it no more. It's a wrap.
But
man,
I mean, it's
look,
a skill,
man.
You know.
That's one thing that I can honestly say, that if she's willing to learn and listen, I rock with her. But if she one of them stupid bitches that be like, she got it and still fucking up, all right, bitch, put your clothes on. And you got it. Hit the door.
Right.
So basically he's saying if you could teach her, and teach her. She's not willing to learn.
You even said it too, Lady Libra, you know, plain and simple. Everybody different. And so I'm willing to listen to her, so goddamn it, she better be willing to listen to me. That's just
right.
The way it is.
True.
That's just the way it is. I mean, and a lot of these basic bitches out here, they always want a nigga to listen to them. But goddamn it, when you gonna listen to a nigga? And I'm a super nigga bitch. That's just how I feel. I'm sorry.
True.
I don't know, bruh. I don't know, man. Once that tooth hits you, it's a wrap, man.
Right.
Man, I ain't gonna keep sticking my dick in that trap.
Everybody make mistakes. Everybody make mistakes. And she got to learn. I give her that. Now, if it becomes habitual, we got a problem.
Hey, man, how many times you gonna get that business? How many times can she bite your shit before you?
Three strikes, my nigga. Hey, look, it ain't with three strikes, my nigga. Hey, I play baseball. That's just what it is. Three strikes, my nigga.
It's like one, two,
three strikes. Three strikes, you out, goddammit. Ball game.
Well, I know Swerve be holding classes to teach bitches how to do this shit right, though. So maybe we need to open up some workshops on how to please your mate. Because that's what's
wrong.
Ain't no satisfaction going on.
Hey, Lady Libra. Hey, like I said, I'm getting all the ignorant motherfuckers together. I'm having a fucking congregation. I'm on, you know what I'm saying, school to niggas in order to get their game up. So you need to get them basic bitches in training. You know what I'm saying? You need to get them together.
Right. Can I talk? Because you stopping up anyway. You need to get in a better location. Now, I do. You finna get a timeout. Keep on. Now, what I have found, Dana, is that I like to, you know, I'm a good listener. Because if you can't listen, you can't learn. So I, you know, sat around and took notes, just like my favorite recipe. So I got the best turkey recipe there is in the world because what I did was I listened to everybody else's recipe and took something from theirs and made my own. So what I have done when it comes to head, I have taken different techniques from different successful people, you know, women that's been holding down niggas for 20 and 30 years. Because, you know, to keep a nigga that long. You know how to make that nigga rock from the morning to nighttime.
Right.
You got this nigga.
Right.
It ain't easy to hold nobody that long. Motherfucker,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
just like a regular car. It's like a car. You buy that car, you ride that motherfucker for 4 or 5 years, and you like, shit, I'm ready to trade that motherfucker in for what's new. You know what I'm saying? But if you got that motherfucker and start turning into a classic, listen to that bitch. She knows something.
Right.
I sat down and I listened. I took notes from everybody that I saw successful at this time. Then I turned around, and because some things are naturally within you, I took what I learned and what was naturally in me and created my own shit. And to this day, I won't be it to the motherfuckers I push. That's all I got to say.
Hey, you didn't put this shit out like an exercise tape. Like an exercise tape. You didn't make like a DVD of that shit.
That shit called motherfucking cost, niggas. Hey. That shit gon' cost. Please believe it.
Hey, we can sell that shit.
I'm gonna see. We gonna put it on the table. We gonna call it making nasty.
True.
Making nasty.
That's what's up. Hot Dog Radio. 917-889-8677.
Making nasty, drop it on the bitch, making nasty, making nasty, making nasty, pop it on the bitch, making nasty. Yeah, bitch, making nasty, tongue down the throat while the other bitch gagging. Bottles in the basket, pills in the plastic. She gon' do drugs, but we don't do acid. Fucking on the mattress.
hit the best ring. Ain't nothing better, it's the best thing. Got a China bitch, straight from Beijing. Pussy so tight, all she do is scream. Oh, bend it over, make you touch your toes. I like how she may go round, round the pole. Cold, open, close. I like when my bitches don't wear no clothes. It's hot up in this motherfucker, rip below. Gangsters in this motherfucker, we got the soul. TTT raw when I walk in the door. Bitches, they know, yeah, bitches, they know. Huh? Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Yeah, nigga, I'm a star. Stacks on black, you can use the black card. Pull up, hop out, valet the car. About to go big, got bitches galore. Tipping on the sh, bitch, drop it to the floor. I like blowjobs, she could be my employee.
Back it up.
Then I put it in her back door. Now it's lights out,
lights out.
Like Roy Jones Jr., T-Rod the ruler. Slicker than a gold patch, gold chain Cuban. Rope till it's bruising, dick on punte. Gimme chocha, kill it like OJ. Make it nasty. Make it nasty, drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Tap, tap, tap that ass, make it nasty. Tap, tap, tap that ass, make it nasty. Tap, tap, tap that ass, make it nasty. Clap, clap, clap that ass, make it nasty. Tap, tap, tap that ass, make it nasty. Tap, tap, tap that ass, make it nasty. Tap, tap, tap that ass, make it nasty. Clap, clap, clap that ass, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty.
Don't make it nasty. Ain't no use in making it do nothing. Shit. Make it nasty. Okay. What's up, world? We back. High Top Radio is in full effect. 2013 taking this shit over as usual. Papa John?
Yeah.
Dana, you still rocking with us? Where you calling from, Dana?
That's right. I'm calling from the ACL, Georgia, Decatur, baby. Where's gravy?
What's up, Decatur? Where's Grado? That's what I'm talking about. That's why I need to go to Decatur. Shit, she talking about she got that good head on deck. Hey, it grow like that in Decatur. Shit, they grow them like that.
You would know.
That's
you what's
up. You guys, I'm listening too. I just want to give a shout out to who I'm listening. Miss Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Michelle, oh, I ain't going to say your name. You just sent me a message on Facebook.
Yeah.
Hey, Michelle. I was going to ask Dana how to think about Facebook. I mean, how to think about Hot Talk Radio, but now I know.
Mm-hmm.
Is this y'all first time listening?
Not mine. You know, I used to listen all the time. This is our first time.
Oh, okay. So how you like it so far, Dana?
How I like it so far?
Yeah.
I'm loving it, boo. I'm loving it. What's good? I'm loving it.
That's what's up. That's what's
she
up.
She got nasty thoughts. She got nasty thoughts. That's all it is. Nasty thoughts.
That's
you nasty
right.
Girl.
She nasty thoughts Thursday.
That's right.
Nasty. Nasty girl. Yeah. So, y'all already know what to do, man. Hot Talk Radio is always in effect Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday. So fuck with us. It always goes down, man. We always doing something nasty.
I want to ask Dana, what does she consider nasty? Because I mean, you know, I ain't much I consider nasty. You know what I'm saying? Just when you get off into some satanic type shit, then I'd be like, that's just downright nasty.
I guess for me, when a bitch spit on a dick. And, you know, you just see all that you know, the slob and the spit and the wetness, I think that's pretty much nasty for me.
No, that's not nasty. That's good. That's good. That was you supposed to throw up on that motherfucker.
See what I'm saying?
Just,
you want to throw up, you want to vomit on your dick.
Put a hoogie on, just come out at the throat with it. Oh, just,
you're not, okay,
everything.
Dr. John.
No. I'm just saying, shit. Hey, the wetter the better. Wet it up. That's what's up.
I mean, the thing I think nasty is when, you know, I'm watching a flick or something, because I haven't never really seen anybody else live have sex other than myself. I'm out there now. I'm hell, but there's certain things I just have not experienced, you know. And I'm not afraid to admit that. You know, I'm still waiting to go to the trapeze and some more shit.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Me too.
So, with that being said, I see on the videos, the ladies are, you know, sucking the nigga dick together, and then when he nutting in one mouth, and then the other one spitting it in the other one mouth, and then they spit. What the fuck is all that about?
I love to see that too. Hey, yo, bring it on. Bring it on. Where he at?
No, I just don't think that's necessary to just keep passing the baby back and forth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Once the motherfuckers make their exit, they leave them where they at. Not squish them around in your mouth and spit it in her mouth, and then you
right.
Yo,
it
in your mouth.
It takes a village to raise a child.
Save the children. That's just
doing the most for me.
I mean, I'm saying,
save,
I'm sitting there like...
It takes a village to raise a baby.
Save the children.
That takes all of the joy out of head, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a person, I will take the life out of you. You know what I'm saying? You, if I'm feeling you, and I finish this on me, it won't even respond for you. You know what I'm saying? It just only responds when it sees me.
But do it for the kids.
Shut up.
Do it for the kids.
Sometimes you need a babysitter.
Okay, well, y'all nasty motherfuckers, why they don't let the women, why they don't let two men eat a bitch pussy when she come in their mouth? They spin it back and forth in each other's mouth. Now.
Is that gay? They got that
they
kind of shit.
The most gay shit.
Yeah. They got
that kind of shit. That's nasty.
We kings. Hey, hold up. Goddamn. You are among a group of kings.
Oh, the first shit ain't supposed to be said? I'm confused now.
Shit. I mean, you talking about dudes spitting in each other's mouths and shit. What the fuck is that?
Oh, you thought you just go find two bitches spitting in each other's mouth?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You see how it's like a double standard with you?
Yep. I know, right? Yeah.
It's not a double standard. It's not a double standard. I just said
it was right and was wrong. It's just right and wrong. That's it.
No. I never said neither one of them was right. We ain't say right was wrong. We talking about nasty shit. I said me. Yeah, that's what we were talking about. You just went and said a little behind talking about them two dudes spitting in each other's mouths and shit. Nah, man. Come on, now.
Right. You didn't hear what I said. They were spitting. Okay, she just had a squirting orgasm.
I said
it in one of mouth.
Everything else. I said two balls. They had two balls. That's it.
It's so simple about
it. They ain't got to do that. But they ain't even got to do that. Now, we are talking about some nasty shit. Now, you said some unreal shit, then. I ain't even going to fake.
That's unreal?
No, I said two dudes. You said basically one dude going to come in another dude's mouth, and then they going to basically be spinning around each other's mouth.
That's not what I said. I said... If two dudes was doing one woman and she squirted into one of them's mouth, the other one should spit it in the other nigga's mouth.
You nasty. You real nasty.
That's a little.
You trying to get that nigga knocked out.
What?
How that bitch be looking while them niggas doing that? That shit is sick.
Okay,
and
I tell you what.
And the crazy part about it is, like, okay, if she's not, I mean, she's going to be fucking sucking and everything else. She ain't going to be, come on now. You on some other shit.
Okay, well, maybe then, okay, well, if the squirting orgasm is strong enough, maybe she can shoot some in both of her mouth and they won't have to shit at each other.
As a matter of fact, all bitches get squirted anyway.
Behind closed doors, she a nasty girl.
Behind closed doors, she a nasty girl.
I met this girl named Keisha. Yep. She was so sweet. Yep. Nail state manicure, pretty little feet. Shoes so sexy, body so hot. Hair looking like she just came from the shop. Legs so smooth, clothes so tight. Style so sexy, makeup just right. Never too much, never too little. Black lace bra, Vicky Secrets in the middle. Eyes so innocent, smile so bright. Works in the morning, but she'll party all night. All for a man, all cause she bout it. All cause she crazy in love and don't doubt it. Product of her birthplace, know about the streets. Clean in the workplace, dirty in the streets. Keeps her own toaster, makes her own bread. Lady in the street, but a freak in the bed. Cause she makes her own money, pays her own bills. Always stay fly, keeps it so real. But behind closed doors, she a nasty girl. Behind closed doors, she a nasty girl. She got a crazy little figure, nice round. Walks so proper, talks with such class. But behind closed doors, she a nasty girl. Yeah. Behind closed doors, she a nasty girl. I got a college girl, go to church every Sunday. Had a she got a choir rehearsal, put it on it. But she's so innocent when she ride among men. One thing about it, she get her own money. Gave it to her yesterday while she was doing laundry. Baby toy of mine is my little bunny. Four legged in glass is such a real woman. Sex all night, go to work every morning. Text me from work and told me she was. Text the bike and told her me soon, my man. When you get off work, daddy gon' fund it. You my nasty girl forever, I promise. She makes her own money, pays her own bills. Always stay fly, keeps it so real. But behind closed doors, she a nasty girl. Behind closed doors, she a nasty girl. She got a crazy little figure, nice round. Walk so proper, talks with such class. But behind closed doors, she a nasty girl. Yep. Behind closed doors, she a nasty girl. I got a doctor girlfriend that tells me come home soon. She plays like my house is her emergency room. Tells me to undress and to lay on the sofa. Checks all my vitals like a doctor. Okay. All white coat, all white heels, and nothing underneath, so it's an all-night deal. I'm a number one patient and delighted to be, and when she needs her medicine, I give her vitamin D. But wait, I got a lawyer girl that's so wild, and every single night she wanna take me to trial. Said she needs some evidence and to show her the proof. So I put her on the stand and I give her the truth. Cause I'm like a jury. Judge Luther preside over your body and I'm never in a hurry. You may proceed, let the games begin. And if I call a mistrial, we gotta do it again. See, she makes her own money, pays her own bills. Always stay fly, keeps it so real. But behind closed doors, she a nasty girl. Behind closed doors, she a nasty girl. She got a crazy little figure, nice round. Walks so proper, talks with such class. But behind closed doors, she a nasty girl. Yep. Behind closed doors, she a nasty girl.
I mean, I really like that song because he really described me to a well. I mean, to a T. Shout out to what I'm damn, it's hot in here. High Time Radio is hot as hell tonight, world. And if you want to call in, you need to dial 917-889-8677 because we are thinking nasty thoughts this Thursday. And it is going down.
Yes, it is. It is going motherfucking digital.
This shit that got real alley.
It got real alley real quick. I mean, well, nigga just went on a spree.
Hey,
nigga, Josh Twitter finna blow the fuck up. I'm telling them now, he's finna blow the fuck up.
Yeah, well, he gonna tell them how they can fight. Damn, he knocking them down in the bed and got the neighbors calling the police. They can be in there.
He done told them about that super nigga wood. It's over now.
Yeah, this Super Nigga Wood is a known fuck up line.
Hey, Sean, is that Georgia Pine?
I want to send out a warning alert. Ladies, beware when you run up on Super Niggas. They will fuck your life up forever.
Okay.
I don't fuck with none of the Super Niggas, and they bitches are still stalking me. That's all I can say.
You ought to stop your bragging.
Super Niggas got that super dick with that super head, and they cause a major drama in the bed. And they bitches are stalking and harassing me because of they dick. So all I'm going to say is be well. When you go to talking about going to sleep a nigga with him, be careful what you ask for now. And niggas, if you used to fucking with basic bitches, take your time before you start trying to transition over to a super bitch.
Come on now, baby.
No. They need to know this shit. Because then niggas run around now, I want me a super bitch. I want me a, I'm tired of that basic shit. Then they run around fucked up and end up in mental institutions and shit. Because you got to be prepared for this shit. Same thing with these women, they're going fucking crazy.
That's right, baby.
These super niggas is driving these bitches insane. They killing themselves. The that's what happens when a super nigga and a basic bitch take their dick.
Hey, man. These hoes be acting up and these niggas be letting them.
Be letting them. That's right.
That's it.
That ain't got King Docket down. I'm just letting you know before you even start this.
You say no to ratchet hoes, Chopper John Kank.
What you saying, John? If a basic bitch want to try you, she don't come with that bullshit afterwards.
Nope. Bullshit, love, and all that. No, man, no. Ain't nothing.
All that calling you and texting you and whining and crying and harassing you and your cousin and
Hello. What's the definition of a basic bitch?
A basic bitch, let me go to the dictionary. Hold on.
I'm going to need to get the rundown on a basic bitch.
You can see a lot of people misinterpret the definition because being basic and super has nothing to do with your look. If super bitches come in all races, they come in all, my stomach. They come in all sizes. They come from all backgrounds. They come from all walks of life. They're not just one particular background. It's a mindset. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
A way of life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Basic bitches kind of like don't use good judgment. They hate on the people. They can't get past, you know, when something don't go their way. You know, you gonna know about it because they causing problems. Their whole behavior is like that of a child. You know what I'm saying? A basic bitch is somebody who has not matured in life yet. You know what I'm saying? They haven't adapted to the ways of an adult yet. You know, knowing that life don't owe you anything, and when things don't go the way you want them to go, you just keep on pushing and make that shit happen the best way you can. You know what I'm saying? You know, so a super bitch has a super mindset. She's grown. She's mature. She's handling shit. You know, she making right better choices. Because nobody ain't going to be perfect. That's how what a super bitch is. She's not perfect. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, she has a different way of handling choices in life. You know, handling herself in life. You know what I'm saying? So when certain situations arise, she handles it in such a way that you be like, damn. I wouldn't have never even thought of doing like that. You know what I'm saying? So I have to make sure I reiterate because a lot of people get to thinking just because, you know, they think that super bitch mean that you got to be tall or, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like 5'1". And a lot of people say, well, you know, I've never seen a super bitch be that short. And I'm saying, like, first of all, my powers ain't got shit to do with my height, baby. I had my cake tailor-made, you know what I'm saying? So my cake fits. So, you know, as a matter of fact, I made my own cake. Because super bitches have talent, you know what I'm saying? They're super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the whole entire world. We try so hard to get simple basic bitches to unleash the bitch in them.
Unleash the bitch in you. Just get the basic hoes to unleash the bitch in them. And if you can do that, I really appreciate it. You know, just get them together. You know, at the next Super Bitch conference. You know, when y'all have y'all seen crumpets and shit.
Right, we gonna have another bad bitch conference, and what we're gonna do is reveal the bitch in you.
You know what I'm saying? We're gonna unleash that motherfucker. We're gonna pull the bitch at you. All right? The super bitch. All right? We're gonna pull it up at you. That's That's what we're going to do. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to get nasty with these hoes. So is that what you got to do? That's what you got to do. And I respect your game, Lady Libra. I respect everything that you're trying to do to, you know, eradicate, you know, all that basicness from basic land. I really respect it, and I appreciate
it. I really appreciate it, because if it wasn't for the super niggas, we couldn't do it.
You know,
right.
Well, sending your head to all the basic bitches. I mean, you know, and trying to enlighten them on a better way to live. You know, how to be beautiful, how to be intellectual, talented, and charismatic, you know, with some honor about themselves. I'm just real proud. That's all I can say.
I'm proud of you too. And on that note, I want to tell them where they can follow Hot Talk Radio and on Twitter. It's Hot Talk 2010. It's HOTTALK2010. Follow us on Facebook, Hot Talk Radio, three separate words. Follow my page, Lady Libra. That's one word, LadyLibra, space hell, HELL. And it's pronounced Lady Libra Hell. Follow Trapper John. Trapper John, tell them where they can find you at.
You already know. You can find me on that Facebook. That's Trapper. That's TRAPPERJON. That's space JON. Recognize, realize, get at me. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me on that Twitter at DJ Trapper John. You understand me? Google me. Just, you know what I'm saying? Everything going to pop up. Holler at your boy, man. We still got them buses. Still doing the transportation. Hot Talk Radio is on the takeoff, man. Fuck with your boy. Holler at me, man. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Make sure y'all go back and visit the site, blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio. Every show you've ever produced is at that site. Go back, enjoy it, but get you something to drink, get you something to smoke. Do not try to listen to this shit on a sober head. It's not going to work. You know, because we be having some subliminal shit, and you'll miss it if you sober. I'm trying to tell you. It's a hidden message in Hot Talk Radio. We're here to save the world one show at a time. And on that note, make sure y'all check us Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 9 to 11. Y'all, tell them where they can find you at, because there's probably some bitches right now trying to find you to put that puss on you.
Yo, this King Jai. No, you can find me at King Jai 357, Twitter, King Jai 357, KINGJAH 357. Coming at your motherfucking dome, because we busting the heads in 2013. I want to give a shout out to Lady Libra, you know what I'm saying, doing a thing in 2013. I want to give a shout out to Trapper John, you know what I'm saying. I know you got a lot of haters, nigga. I'm out here in the trap with you, folks. I want to give a shout out to my artist, Henny White. We doing our thing. We about to blow the fuck up, and we going to come on this motherfucker here and let all our haters know. So everybody keep tuning in to this hot-ass talk show, because we got some real shit to say, some real things. You dig? Fuck with us.
And on that note, I got to play the anthem to close out. Super bitches, activate.
Girl, now you got to secure the Hot Talk Radio. Hey, we some super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Worldwide scouting, bitch, we show you how to do this. We some super bitches, super bitch, we super bitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches. Worldwide scouting, bitch, we show you how to do this. I'm worldwide scouting, so these chicken heads routed. Hoes acting like you're bout it. Fuck with me, bitches, I doubt it. I'm hated by many, but my blood pumping.